From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Attorney General in the state of Michigan has asked that a vote recount be stopped because the party requesting it had no chance of winning. Attorney General Bill Schuette said Friday he filed a lawsuit asking the state Supreme Court to stop the recount. Schuette argues that the Green Party, whose presidential candidate Jill Stein filed the lawsuit, could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent, that is, that the miscounting of votes would have caused her to lose. Stein captured only about 1% of the vote in that state. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit Thursday, which contends that the recount threatens the due process rights of those who voted for Trump. The Green Party has said that recount efforts are attempts to ensure the integrity of the U.S. voting system and not to change the results of last month's election. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump continued to meet with potential cabinet appointees at the Trump Tower in New York on Friday. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia says that Trump is putting together a dream team. Senator Perdue defended Trump's decision to tap former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary.
I don't think Elaine Chao is a billionaire. I don't think Reince Priebus is a billionaire. I mean, certainly you've got big business in there, but we're trying to get the free enterprise system going again. Why not pick a few people from the free enterprise system?
Thursday night, Trump announced that he would appoint former Marine Corps General James Mathis as his new Secretary of Defense. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.